We now welcome in the coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning.
Good morning. Another great Saturday for you guys. You open up CAA play with a 35-7 road win at Rhode Island. Give me your feelings on the victory.
Well, you know, obviously we're happy. We coming off a big win at Buffalo, and I thought the kids did a really good job of preparing themselves to go play a tough road game. And you know, I thought we played a good road game. We did well in turnovers, pretty good in time of possession. Thought we ran the ball exceptionally well. A little disappointed we're struggling in third down conversion, and our pass game has struggled a little bit. But all in all, you know, to go into Rhode Island and get a really solid win like that, good performance out of our defense, we were pretty happy to get out of there and hopefully get some home cooking the next few weeks.
How much confidence do your guys have now, not only getting the FBS win, but starting 1-0 in the league? Again, as you've continued to build your program with still a relatively young roster, to be 2-0 and 1-0 in the league, how much confidence are you guys playing with right now?
You know, we feel good about it. I think our older guys have really bought into what we're trying to do, and we're just trying to keep it as simple as possible and play our game. And I thought that's one of the things we didn't panic Saturday. There was some adversity. We had opportunities for some earlier point conversions and didn't get them, and they just kept playing. I think it showed in the second quarter when we were able to punch in a touchdown late. I thought it really got us going again, and it's good to see the confidence in our older guys. And hopefully we can keep playing this brand of football because it's what gives us a chance to win.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for Coach Gattuso this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You touched on that running game, 252 yards on the ground Saturday, and another tremendous effort from Elijah Vidicon Hanks, second straight 100-yard game, 178 yards and 3 TDs, and just talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, he's really. I was excited during camp with EB. He was. You can just see the leader coming out of him right now, which I think is great. The kids respond to his physicality as a running back, and you know, he had some tremendous runs. You know, I mean, Rhode Island was hitting him and challenging him on every play, and he made some. You know, everyone sees the big long runs. But what people didn't see was the number of times he fought through tackles to get first downs to keep drives alive. So, you know, we're happy with him, where he's at in his development. He's a young back still, and he just got to keep doing things the right way. And he certainly gives us a chance to run the ball every week, which is important.
You touched a little bit about some of the struggles in the passing game, and you made a change quarterback, subbing Evan Sussman and putting DJ Kruk into the game. He goes 4-7 passing for 55 yards. Talk about the kind of the reason for the switch and how you thought DJ was able to come in and play.
Well, you know, I love DJ. You know, I trust him. He's done a great job for us in everything we've asked him to do. You know, he's in a tough situation with the young quarterbacks because we're trying to develop them, and he's been a perfect teammate and doing things the right way. So he knew that his number would get called eventually, and you know, just like he did at Delaware last year, he stepped up and he came in and led us through a big touchdown drive. You know, game's 14-7. You know, we struggled the first series in the third quarter, but he comes out and makes a couple throws and a couple decisions, and we go down the field to score and get a little breathing room. So he did a great job. Very pleased with DJ.
I want to switch to the other side of the ball, and another strong effort from your defense. You hold Rhode Island to 296 total yards, and talk about the, you know, they obviously played well in your opener in Buffalo as well. Talk about what you're getting from that side of the ball.
They're playing with a lot of confidence. They believe in themselves, and they're really, they give great effort. I think we run really well, and you know, we have an opportunity with our speed to run some things down, some mistakes, and it happened a couple times in the game where, you know, the speed showed up. I think early in the game, you know, Mason Gray makes an incredible interception on an overthrow on the other side of the field from him, and it was just speed and effort. So, you know, we're pleased with where we're at on defense. We need to keep tidying up some of the mistakes and to continue to challenge our secondary to tackle and to cover as well as they've been the first two games.
Rayshon Clark and Michael Nicastro kind of seal the deal for you. Intercept, long interception returns for touchdowns there in the fourth quarter. Talk about the two plays and how big those were for you to kind of seal that win.
Well, they were. They were huge plays. You know, we go up 21-14, and they're going to try to drive to get back in the game, and Rayshon just does a great job. He sees the play, and he makes the play, and he just sees a crack off to his left. I mean, normally, we don't even want them running back against the grain so they don't fumble, but he saw it and hit it, and he can run. So he got through the secondary and scored, which was huge. And then, Michael Nicastro, it's hard to say enough about him, the type of football player and leadership and the things he does. He makes an incredible interception. It could have easily been a big play for Rhode Island. They had a guy behind our safety, and, they had an opportunity to make a big play there. And Michael, he somehow tips it to himself and comes down with it and somehow made it 80 yards for a touchdown. So just a great effort. And certainly it was nice to get some breathing room and to be able to get some kids. We got to play some young kids that need to play. And so all in all, it was a good afternoon.
You guys at home Saturday against a Holy Cross team that we talked to Sean McDonald a little earlier. Quarterback Pujols throwing the ball 64 times against them. As you've looked at that film and started to look at Holy Cross, talk about the challenges that they present for you.
Yeah, they beat our doors off last year, to be quite honest. We went out there and didn't play well. You got to give them credit. They're tough and hard-nosed, and they let us know it, too. He's an incredible quarterback. He could be as good or better than anybody we'll see this year. He gave New Hampshire fits. He's been a great quarterback. We've seen him a couple times. We're going to have to really be on our game. It's going to be a big challenge for our defense to try to play against a kid. He has the unique ability to throw covered people open, and I think that's one of his best attributes, and that's hard to defend. So we've got our work cut out for us on defense and really all the way around with Holy Cross. Your tops are well coached. And like I said, they're playing with a lot of confidence. They went into a very tough environment on a big night by New Hampshire, opening their stadium, and they almost walked out of there with a win.
We've got a few situations in the conference this week where non-conference games against teams that somebody else in the league played the week before. Does that help at all in your planning when they play a familiar opponent, another conference opponent?
I never really look at it that way. I don't really view it in that context because I haven't really seen New Hampshire's team this year. So.
Yeah.
What it does is it certainly opens your eyes to the fact that they can play football really well, because we know what type of team New Hampshire is. They're well coached, they're tough, they're a perennial playoff football team. So we know what we're getting with Holy Cross. Trust me, we know they're a good football team, and we're gonna have our hands full. There's no easy outs anymore. When you play in this league and out of conference teams, Thousand had their hands full last week with St. Francis. So, we're really just focused on taking care of ourselves and trying to play a great football game.
Before I let you go, how nice finally to be at home after being on the road the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I can't wait. We're excited about playing at home, and it'll be a nice week, to be able to get ready for a game and to be in the comfort of our own place, because those road trips are tough, and to come out 2-0 is huge for us, and we just got to settle in and keep the same formula working at home for us.
All right, Greg, congratulations on the win. Good luck Saturday against Holy Cross, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, thanks a lot. See you.
Thank you.